Where did you go? Dinner. Are there's good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down. Black or white.
Legal.
Or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
A lot is happening in Washington and all across this great country of ours, and it's because we have a president who is a true leader, in my opinion, one I happen to believe will be regarded as one of this country's greatest presidents, indeed, our greatest. I spent some time in the White House yesterday, and I want to give you an unauthorized quick update on the atmosphere that I witnessed in the White House. The mood in that White House couldn't be more high energy. I've seen a number of White Houses. I want you to know the joint is hopping. At every level, on every floor, this White House is energized. There's sunshine beaming throughout the place and on almost every face.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together.
The light bulb. People said, what's with the light bulb? I said, here's the story. And I looked at it. The bulb that we're being forced to use, number one to me, most importantly. The light's no good. I always look orange.
Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine. Just to know that you are mine.
The light is the worst. A great guy got on in Texas, and he's wearing this big cowboy hat, this beautiful hat. I wish we could wear them. Nobody would ever look at my hair and criticize me. I'd wear that hat, but I'd never take it off. You ever notice in Texas, they sit down and have breakfast here. They wear the hat. I like that. I would do that. I don't have to worry about hairspray. I don't have to worry about my hair blowing, beautifully blowing in the wind.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows, that's how this refrain goes, so come on, join in, everybody.
That's right, President Trump thinks energy-efficient light bulbs make him look orange. Even worse, every microphone makes him sound dumb and racist.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. Wonderful is what I feel when we're together.
Light bulbs, right? They took away our light bulb.
Yeah, they were worried you were going to swallow them, so they... light bulb.
Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears near, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes, so come on, join in.
Reporters asked about Trump's search to replace John Bolton as national security advisor, and he told them he's got plenty of options.
A lot of people want the job, and it's a great job. It's great because it's a lot of fun to work with Donald Trump.
Really? Really?
I know, man. Like,
really?
No.
It's fun to work for you? Then how come everyone who leaves your administration immediately writes a book with a title like Cave of Hate Snakes?
Yes, it's a lot of fun to work with Donald Trump. He's unpredictable. He sometimes experiences a psychotic break where he disassociates and refers to himself in the third person. Donald Trump does.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way.
A few weeks ago, there was a report the president was upset because the pro-Trump pundit Steve Cortez wasn't getting enough airtime on CNN. He'd apparently been benched by the network, where he was a paid contributor, perhaps because he's still part of the Trump team as a member of his Hispanic Advisory Council. But yesterday, Trump made sure Cortez got some time in front of the cameras. He was one of the opening acts at Trump's New Mexico rally, and then the subject of a just completely racist shout-out by the president himself.
He happens to be Hispanic, but I've never quite figured it out, because he looks more like a wasp than I do. So I haven't figured that one out. But I'll tell you what, there is nobody that loves this country more or Hispanic more than Steve Cortez. Steve. What do you like more, the country or the Hispanics? He says the country. I don't know. I may have to go for the Hispanics, to be honest with you. We got a lot of Hispanics. We love our Hispanics.
Look at my African-American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest? Do you know what I'm talking about?
The other man Donald Trump called my African-American says that he is leaving the GOP, can't support the president anymore.
He and the party have just shown that they have no interest in any other group but whites. You know, whites are the primary group. Everyone else may get crumbs. But his whole agenda is targeted toward benefiting whites.
Every night on this show, we establish that the Trump administration is full of corrupt, self-dealing con artists who lie pathologically about virtually everything, even the dumbest things. You know, things like hurricane maps. Well, on Friday, we got another example of the Trump administration's war on the truth when the vice president,
Mike Pounds,
told a weird story about a Triple Crown-winning horse biting him.
Vice President
Mike Pounds
reveals Triple Crown winner American Pharoah bit him on the arm.
Mike Pounds
told the story during a policy retreat today for House Republicans in Baltimore. He says he was helping campaign for Congressman Andy Barr last year when the two were invited to see the prize-winning horse in Lexington.
Andy and I were standing there posing for all the cameras, and American Pharoah bit me so hard on the arm I almost collapsed.
That's right.
Mike Pounds
claims American Pharoah bit him. This is the biggest political scandal involving a horse since Secretariat took a dump on Richard Nixon's desk. Bit.
Mike Pounds.
Great! Or, so he said. The story got laughs. That should have been the end of it. And yet, as we have learned with this administration over and over and over again, nothing, not even the smallest, most inconsequential equine details can be trusted. Because now, Even the story about getting bit by a horse is being questioned by the horse's manager, who said, quote, if he gave someone a nasty bite, I'd know it, adding that such behavior would be unexpected from a sweet horse. Well, who are you gonna believe? The vice president of the United States or a horse manager? Seriously, I'm asking. I do not know who to believe in this situation, but I'm definitely not inclined to side with these guys because they lie about everything, and you have to ask yourself, if they're willing to lie about something as dumb as a weather forecast or an interaction with a horse, what else are they lying about?
The horses are on the track. Been doing it down at the zoo, and I can show you. Here's what to do: all of the states and all the UK, even the Soviets are swinging away. So when you reach the bottom line, the only thing to do is climb. And
on Saturday, a major oil processing facility in Saudi Arabia was knocked out by multiple drone strikes. Responsibility was immediately taken by Houthi rebels. These Houthi rebels are in Yemen. So we're gonna bomb Iran. Or not. Our top intelligence officials think Iran did it. And so does our top unintelligence official, Donald Trump. Who tweeted,
Saudi Arabia oil supply was attacked. There is reason to believe that we know the culprit are locked and loaded, depending on verification.
Over the weekend, Trump lashed out at media reports that he was willing to meet with Iran's president after he ripped up the Obama-era nuclear deal with Iran.
The president tweeting, the fake news is saying that I am willing to meet with Iran, no conditions. That is an incorrect statement, as usual.
Okay, first of all, no one thought you'd meet with no conditions because, for one thing, you definitely have several diagnosable conditions. Even if it was a meeting with the president of France, it would have conditions there, you know, like narcissistic personality disorder. Second, why does he always throw in some weird parenthetical, as usual? He talks about the media like a sitcom wife complaining about her idiot husband. Kevin's watching the game with his buddies while I'm stuck chasing the kids around and making dinner. As usual.
A dance to the tune of economic decline is when you do the bottom line. Nagging questions.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is ready to talk to Iran with no preconditions.
We're prepared to engage in a conversation with no preconditions.
Now, the president has made clear he's happy to take a meeting with no preconditions.
So, Secretary Pompeo, for clarity on this, can you foresee a meeting between President Trump and the Iranian leader later this month surrounding the United Nations?
Sure.
Would the president support that, and do you support that actively?
The president's made very clear he's prepared to meet with no preconditions.
Oh, my God. The fake news is coming from inside the house. As usual.
The fake news is saying that I am willing to meet with Iran, no conditions. That is an incorrect statement, as usual. Where would the fake news get an idea like that?
Do you have preconditions for that meeting?
No preconditions, no. They want to meet, I'll meet. Anytime they want. Anytime they want. It's good for the country, good for them, good for us, and good for the world. No preconditions.
Preconditioner by Matrix Biolage for that toxic orange glow.
You want to talk good, otherwise you can have a bad economy for the next 3 years. Not as far as I'm concerned. No preconditions.
Chuck Todd goes out of his way to lock Trump into his comment of no preconditions. It's as if he knows Trump is a week away from him denying it. And you're not going to leave this interview and immediately say this is fake news. Absolutely not. Because I see you have Twitter open on your phone. You're not tweeting that right now, are you? Absolutely not. How many K's in the word fake?
So when you reach the bottom line, the only thing to
waiting to hear from the kingdom as to who they believe was the cause of this attack and under what terms we would proceed.
Oh, I keep forgetting that Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman now tells the U.S. president who to attack and how. It's, of course, all part of Trump Hotel Rewards program. Rent 500 rooms, get a free war.
I don't want war with anybody. I'm somebody that would like not to have war. We have the strongest military in the world. We have the best equipment in the world. We have the best missiles. But no, I don't want war with anybody. I'm gonna take you to, I'm gonna take you to, I'm gonna take you to part two. The United States is more prepared than any country in the history of in any history.
Trump keeps waffling between confrontation with Iran and deal-making with Iran. It's pretty simple. He doesn't know anything about any of this. He has no actual worldview. He doesn't know what he wants. Sometimes he claims to be against Middle East wars. Other times he takes orders from the dictators he's friendly with, like in this case, Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Trump is so close to MBS and so proud of our arms sales to Saudi Arabia that when they met last year in the Oval Office, Trump literally showed off giant posters of the weapons he was selling to the kingdom.
We've become very good friends over a fairly short period of time. I was in Saudi Arabia in May, and we are bringing back hundreds of billions of dollars into the United States. If you look in terms of dollars, $3 billion, $533 million, $525 million, $6 billion, that's for frigates. $889 million, $63 million. That system, $13 billion. The C-130 airplanes, the Hercules, great plane, $3.8 billion. The Bradley vehicles, that's the tanks, $1.2 billion.
He's selling billions of dollars in weapons to a tyrannical regime, and he's acting like he's showing him the menu at a restaurant.
If you look over here, you'll see tonight's special. We got the Bradley tanks. Those are fresh. They just came in. The Hercules airplanes, two for one. And of course, our house specialty, the pomfrigates. Do you want some pomfrigates for the table to share while you wait?
Now, the reason Trump is suddenly backpedaling on his outreach to Iran is that Saudi Arabia and Iran are rivals who are engaged in a bunch of proxy wars, and Saudi Arabia wants America's help in that conflict. So last night, Trump threatened an illegal and unconstitutional war with Iran on where else? Twitter.
Saudi Arabia oil supply was attacked. There is reason to believe that we know the culprit, are locked and loaded depending on verification, but are waiting to hear from the kingdom as to who they believe was the cause of this attack and under what terms we would proceed.
Think about how insane this is. The president of the United States, the guy who spent the entire campaign falsely claiming he wanted to stay out of the Middle East and would put America first, just threatened a war with Iran on Twitter and said he was waiting for Saudi Arabia to tell him what to do. I never thought I'd say this, but someone needs to let American Pharaoh loose in the Oval Office. He doesn't even need to bite Trump. Just chase him around for a while. Keep him distracted.
Mike Pounds. Mike Pounds.
This is the one you want.
Mike Pounds.
Dreading you out.
And let's not forget, we also have no idea what Trump's personal financial motivations are here when it comes to Saudi Arabia. So far, all we do know is that Trump registered 8 companies in Saudi Arabia during the 2016 campaign. Saudi lobbyists spent $270,000 at Trump's hotel in December 2016. A visit from Saudi officials to Trump's International Hotel in New York City helped boost the hotel's quarterly revenue by 13% in 2018's first quarter.
Thank you.
King of Saudi Arabia touched that weird glowing orb during a trip to Riyadh in 2017. Where it's possible, they Freaky Friday. Now look, it is always hard, almost impossible to prove body swapping, but think of how well Donald Trump has treated Saudi Arabia post-orb. Of course, if the king is in Trump's body, then that means Trump is inside the king's body.
Since an attack on Saudi oil refineries that the Saudis blame on Iran. So far, Trump has declined to order military action in response, which Senator Lindsey Graham called a sign of weakness. But Trump pointed out, nah.
I actually think it's a sign of strength. We have the strongest military in the world now, and I think it's a great sign of strength. It's very easy to attack, and you know, there's plenty of time to do some dastardly things.
I don't, what? Dastardly, look, I'm not saying attacking Iran is the right thing to do, but I have never heard the commander-in-chief call U.S. military action dastardly. Dastardly is how you describe a villain in a 1930s two-reeler. You must bomb Iran.
I can't bomb Iran.
You must bomb Iran.
I can't bomb Iran.
I'll bomb Iran.
My hero.
Curses, he's the greatest negotiator of all time. Now, no, wait. She's still tied to the railroad track. Don't, Mr. President. Then Trump threatened that things, well, they could get serious.
Well, there are many options, as you know, Phil. There are many options, and there's the ultimate option, and there are options a lot less than that.
You say the ultimate option? Are you talking
No, I'm
about
saying the ultimate option, meaning go in war. No, I'm not talking about that ultimate option.
Okay, but by definition, there can be only one ultimate option. There could be an alternate option, but there can't be an alternate ultimate option. What does Trump think the other ultimate option is? It's either go to war or the ultimate option.
This is why we can't take anything Trump and his aides say at face value. They lie about the smallest things, like horses, to the biggest things, like war. They constantly contradict themselves and each other, and we have no idea what their hidden financial interests are. They lie and enrich themselves while the rest of us run around and try to hold them accountable.
As usual.
This was not an impeachment proceeding, it was an impeachment investigation, which is different. The Democrats still aren't fully on board with impeachment because they know that no matter what happens in the House, Trump will be saved by the Republican Senate. So a lot of them say, what's the point? Well, this is the point. A move to impeach Donald Trump would go on for months. This would be hours and hours of hearings and televised testimony, all for our couch potato president to take in. He'll be so busy watching and tweeting about it that just maybe he'll forget all the other terrible things he wants to do. Impeachment is a good way to distract Donald Trump with the subject he cares about most, which is Donald Trump. Basically, our president is an unruly child throwing a tantrum while we try to eat dinner at a restaurant, and impeachment is an iPad loaded with Paw Patrol. So I say, send in Ryder and his team of pups and let's see what happens.
Democrats who already favor impeachment have a grab bag of potentially impeachment offenses to choose from. There's the obstruction of justice that was laid out clearly in the Mueller report. Trump's pattern of self-enrichment using the office of the presidency. Trump's status as the unindicted co-conspirator in the hush money payments to Stormy Daniels, which are part of the reason his former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, sits in prison to this day. The Trump administration defying congressional support. Penis, his dangling of pardons, and his racist language, like those that experts have said help incite white nationalist violence, and also the go back comments that Trump tweeted at four freshman Democrats who are all U.S. citizens, remarks listed by Texas Congressman Al Green, an impeachment supporter, as grounds for impeaching Trump.
Have a great weekend. The president makes such a thing possible for us all. Good night from New York.
Thanks for the song this week from
Leslie Gore.
Big
Audio Dynamite Nicholas
Brittal, a golden earring.
And thanks to
Sarah Sanders, Rudy Giuliani, Lou Dobbs,
Jimmy
Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, Seth Meyers,
Chris
Hayes, Don Lemon, Gregory Cheadle,
and
Chuck Todd.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.